Lav gitahu. Now your second wife, you gave her a get only what almanas, the first one does not die. But now that the first one died, the second get is not chal, it's not called a good get. So lamaisa, your second wife, you're married to her. She is your wife, the second one, right? Is lav gitahu. Now what's shver now? The oved lay avoido b'shnei batim. It comes out now in Yom Kippur in the morning, when the Kohen Gadol started to do his work in the morning, the first few avoiders, at that time he had two wives. Because since the first one died on Yom Kippur, the second wife is your wife. You gave the second one a get, only almanas, the first one lives. But on the side the first one dies, the get is not a good get. So Manashach, the second lady is your wife, though Yom Kippur. Now Yom Kippur in the morning, your first wife is still alive. So at the time you did the first avoidus, you had two wives. So that avoidus is possible. So why did it's no good to say so? We have to be afraid maybe your first wife is going to die in the middle of the day. So then, the cold man she was alive, the avoidus you did then, you had two wives at that time. It's possible then, those avoidus no good. So why did it's not a good answer? So where says the answer is like this. Ela di omalo, you have to tell your wife like this. Tell the second one. Hareza gitcha, before Yom Kippur, after you married her, and he had beer with her. Then he gives her a get, and he says, Almanas, she Thomas chavrosecha. I'm giving you a get, Almanas, that your chavra, the first wife, dies. Ay, vidilma maisi chaverto. Maybe the first one will die. Vehevi le gita, tai gita. And then the get will be chal. For come leb le bayit, chur is not a good eitzah. You want to give the second one a get, almanas, the first one dies. So then we have to be afraid, maybe the first one will die, and the get will be chal, and will have no wives. So what kind of eitzah is that? He'll be without a wife, it's no good, it can't go to last to have a wife on Yom Kippur. For come leb le bayit, so that's also not a good eitzah. Elo, let's try like this. Elo de vegarish lehu le tavayu. He gives both of them a get. Again, before Yom Kippur, he got married to two wives. Now, before Yom Kippur, he gives both wives a get. L'chada omalo. To the first wife, he says like this. Or whichever one. L'chada, one of them, he says, omalo hareze gitcha, this is your get. Almanash le Thomas chavrasecha. It's only at tonight, almanash, the second one does not die. If the second one does not die, then this get is a good get. Then you're not my wife anymore. It's almanash le Thomas chavrasecha. That's what he say to one. U'l'chada, to the second wife, he say, omalo. Hareze gitcha, I'm giving you a get, almanas on the condition, shletich nasi lebeta knesses. On the condition that you do not go into shul. But when you go into shul, then the get is a good get. So the more I mean to say is like this. You gave the first one a get, only almanas le Thomas Chavasecha. Only almanas, the first one, does not die. Hareze gitcha, almanas, shle Thomas Chavasecha. This is a good get, almanas, the first one does not die. Yareza gitcha amnas shlei Thomas. I'm giving you a get amnas. The first one does not die. Now amnas shlei Thomas chavrasechem. If she does not die, she's alive, right? Then your get is a good get. But if she does die, then your get is not a get. So now married to the second one. So the question was, do we have to be afraid that maybe the first one will die in the middle of the day? So the second get is not chal, but at the beginning of the day he had two wives. So Teretz says to the first wife, he says, L'chod omalon, hareze gitcha, I'm giving you a get also. Almanas, ratichnas ilabes ha-knesses. Almanas, that you do not go into shul. So Gemara means to say, poshut is that on the tzad, the first one, she's going to die, so then she should go into shul. So she goes into shul, then the get is called a good get. Hareze gitcha, almanas, I'm giving you a get, almanas, that you do not go into shul. But if you go into shul, then the get's a good get. The first one I'm giving a get, almanash, you do not go into shul. Right, then you get a good get. For the Gemara, no. V'dilma loymayis chaverta. Maybe the other one will not die. So then what? Then the first get is not a good get. And also the second wife also won't go into shul. V'hevele gita de tavayu gita. And then both gets will be a good get. Become leib leibayis, and you won't have any wife altogether. He's again, he made to know him here. That one I'm giving you a get, almanas, the other one doesn't die. So maybe the other one won't die, so your get was a good get. And he gave the other one a get, almanas, she goes, doesn't go into shul. But if she goes into shul, the get's not a good get. So maybe she won't go into shul. And therefore her get would be a good get. So for the Gemara, there's not a good answer either. It could be both Tanoim will be Mekayim, so both Gittim will be Chal, and she'll be left without a wife. He'll be left without a wife. This is not a good answer to give. Again, this last answer was, he gave both of them Gittim, and one he said, Areza Git Chal Menash Le Thomas Chavasechem. This is a get, on the side the first one doesn't die. So Gemara asks, we have to be afraid, maybe the first one will not die, then the second get is Yechal. But he also gave the first one a get, and he said to him, Areza Git Chal Menash, Amnas, you don't go to shul, the get will be good. So we have to be afraid, maybe that one won't go to shul either. So if she doesn't go to shul today, so her get is a good get. So we have to be afraid, both gitim will be chal. So then again, he'll be stuck without a wife. So that's possible, the avoid is not a good avoider. So Moses says another reiter. Elo, you have to say like this. Elo lechodo omalo hareze gitcho almanas shloi Thomas chavasecha. To the second wife he says, I'm giving you a get, but it's only a good get. Almanas, the first one does not die. On the tzad, the first one dies. Then I don't want the get to be chal, because I have to have a wife. Then I want to be married to you. But on the tzad, the first one does not die. Then I want the get to be chal. So if the first one dies early in the morning, don't talk about it. Then it's good. Because then he's married to the second one, not to the first one. But the question was, maybe the first one will die in the middle of the day. And then in the morning he had two wives. So he does like this. So lechoda to the first wife, he says, "Amala hareiz the gitcha. Here's the get. Almanas sheikonas ani lebeit hakneses. Almanas that me myself, I'll go into shul. That's for tonight. In other words, if the kohen gadol goes into shul today, mashma not the beis hamikdash. Beis hakneses here means someplace else. Either in the beis hamikdash on the side room there was a beis hakneses, or he has to go someplace else out of the beis hamikdash. But the kids, he says to the first one, I'm giving you a get only almanas that I myself go into the basic Knesset. Now the case is like this. Let's say the first one dies, so then the second one is married to the second one. Because he only gave the second one a get, Almanas, the first one does not die. But Almanas, the first one dies, then the get is not chal. So on the tzad, the first one dies, he's married to the second one. If the first one dies, the second one he has the first one. What could you say? Dilma Maisa, let's be afraid maybe his first wife will die in the middle of the day. So then the question was that since he gave the second one a get only Almanas, the first one does not die. But now that she died in the middle of the day, so the second get is not chal. So for sure he's married to the second wife. So the question is, if the first one dies in the middle of the day, at the beginning of the morning, he had two wives, that there it is, Dilma Maisa Chavertu Apagda Da'avoida, V'shnei Batim, this was the Kasha, and then it comes out that in the morning, when the Kohen Gadol did the Da'avoida in the morning, he had two wives, because at that time, the first one was still alive. But since she died later on in the day, the second get was not Chal, so the second wife was always his wife, and he had the first one in the morning, that there it is, he gave though the first one a get on a Tanai that what? Almanas that he goes into a basic Knesset. Now we chazi lo, the koboyi lememis, if the Kohen Gadol sees that his first wife, I got a heart attack, she's about to die, he saw that something's happened to his first wife, kodom iyu, v'yayi lebasic Knesset. There's a portion later now. Let the Kohen Gadol now go into the basic Knesset on Yom Kippur, or mishavi l'gita, toho gita l'mafreya. And then it comes out his first wife's get was a good get. He gave his first wife a get before Yom Kippur on a Tanai. That this is a good get. Almanas on Yom Kippur, I go, the Kohen Gadol, into Shul, I want the get to be Chal. So what are we afraid of? That his first wife dies in the middle of the day. So the question was, though, if the first wife dies, then the second wife for sure is his wife. The second get is not Chal. Because the second get was only a get. Almanas, the first one, lives. Almanas, the first one, dies. The get is not a good get. So the second one for sure is his wife. The question was, though, he's still married to the first wife in the morning. The Torah says, no, he gave his first wife a get on a Tanai, that if I go into the shul, the get is chal. So if the Kohen Gadol sees that his first wife is sick, and she's about to die, so the answer is, let him go into shul right now. So it comes out that get was chal yesterday. So his first wife wasn't the wife altogether. And the second wife is his wife, because the first one's going to die right away, and then the second get is not chal. So kids, so that's the answer how we get out of it. The get out of it clearly is, this is the maskana. How do we have a Kohen Gadol at all times to have one wife only? That before Yom Kippur, he marries two wives. And he goes to both of them with two gittin. One get he gives the second wife to say, this is a good get, only Almanas, the first one lives. But Almanas, the first one, dies throughout Yom Kippur, the get's not a good get. So Marashach, if the first one lives throughout Yom Kippur, so then the second get is Chal, he's not married to the second wife, he's only married to the first wife, he only has one wife. Almanas, the first one, dies, then we say he's married to the second one, because then the get is not Chal. But the question was, maybe the first one will die in the middle of the day, so in the morning, at the time when she was still alive, he had two wives, and that avoid the possible. The Torah says, he gave the first one a get also before Yom Kippur, on a condition on tonight, that I go into shul. So it's up to the Kohen Gadol. Whenever the Kohen Gadol sees that his wife is about to die, he'll go into shul. So maybe the get is chal, she was not his wife, and then she'll die in Yom Kippur. So then who is he married to? The second wife. So Kitsi always has one wife. So the Ritzvot just asked the question, like, why does the Gemara have to say that if he sees his wife getting very sick, he'll go into shul? Mashmi has to go into the Beis HaKnesses before she dies. L'chura, the better answer is, let's wait, if his first wife does die in Yom Kippur, after she dies, then he'll go into the Beis HaKnesses. Because if he goes into the Beis HaKnesses on Yom Kippur, that was his tonight. He gave his first wife to get Erev Yom Kippur. I'm giving you a get, Almanas. That if I go into shul tomorrow, this get is chal when? It's chal right now in Erev Yom Kippur. So I don't care if he goes into shul after she dies. Even though she dies first in Yom Kippur. But after she dies, now he goes into shul. So then the get is chal when yesterday. So he's never married to her. And the Gemara's mashma, no, the Gemara's mashma that if he sees his wife getting very sick, he'll go into shul right now, before she dies. So Tvor, one terrace with Tvor says, Einach Nami, he bedafka has to go to shul before she dies. Because if she dies first, then the tonight won't be chal. As you have to have the kima get before she dies. If she dies first, then the get won't be chal. But he doesn't make that pshat. He says, why not? The get is chal l'mafreya. If you go into shul today, then l'mafreya yesterday the get was chal. So why do I care if she dies first, but the get could be chal l'mafreya? So it was says enech nam, the Gemara just means that it's better to do it this way. Like better not to have any problems. As soon as you see your wife's going to die, she's so sick, go into shul. Even if you didn't make it to Beis HaKnesses before she dies, but as long as you're going to the Beis HaKnesses on Yom Kippur, you're makayim your tanai that the first one's get was chal before Yom Kippur, so as if you're not married to on Yom Kippur. Who is your wife? Only the second one. So that's the Yetzer, how the Kohen Gadol at all times has only one wife during Yom Kippur. For the Gemara, Mask of Lo Ravasi, Vitamer Rav Avira, Elameyatom, Shtei Yevomis. If, let's say, you have two brothers, and one brother is married to two wives, and that brother dies, and they had no children, so Allah created the mitzvah yibum. So you're going to tell me now, in such a case, there's no mitzvah yibum. Why? Because the brother had two wives, two batim. Elamayata, shtei yivomis. If your brother had two wives, haboyis mibayis echad, means one brother had two wives, and then he died, your brother, loyis yavmu. There should be no mitzvah yibum here. Why? Because the pasuk says bayis. The pasuk says, Rashi Lamiyata, Kibun the Armin Liel, Beisoy. The Pasuk says, by Yom Kippur, V'chipa Bado Yavad Beisoy. And you're making a diak, Ein Kan Shtayim B'mashma. When it says Beisoy, Mashma, only one wife and not two wives. V'zoy Shtay Yavam Saboy Me'echod. Shoy Eloy Shtay Noshim. Lo Tisyav Mafilu Echad Mehem. Toho Bayis Echad Ksiv. The Torah says, Loshim by Bayis by Yavam. What's Lashna? Doesn't mean on the Pasuk here. The Kitzah by Yavam is also, by the Indian Pasha Yavama, the Pasuk also says, you should be Miyabein, the Bayis, the Beis Ochiv. So it says only Bayis Echad, Mashma only one. So what's going to be if your wife had two wives? There shouldn't be any Mitzvahs Yibim. And the Gemara, no, the Pasuk says, Yavimta Riboy. The Pasuk is clearly Yavimta, an extra Pasuk. Even if your brother had two wives. So there are two Yavamas now, still there's a Mitzvahs Yibim. But the Gemara, Mask of La Ravina. So, the way we said before, that the Pasuk says, by Kohen Gadol v'chipa bad beisoy, beisoy means not only is he married to a b'kedushin, but he has to have bia with her also. He ought to have nesuyin with her also. That's called beisoy. So for the Gemara here, by Yavam, it also has a lashon of beisoy. So, elamayat, if soy, arusa letet letes yabim. There should not be any mitzvah yibum if your brother only had kedushin with his wife. He didn't have nesuyin yet. And then your brother dies, there should be no mitzvah yibum, because the pasuk says beis achid, and we know that the halacha is not like that. We know even if your brother only had kedushin with his wife, still there's a mitzvah yibum. Now, if the Gemara hachutza, the rabbi says a rutza. There's an extra posik in the Parshas of Yevamo. It says in the posik hachutza, mashmi, even though she's like outside, she only had kedushin with your brother. She did not have nesuyin, still there's a mitzvah yibum. The rabbi says a rutza. Tana rabbonim, not in a braisa. Koyin godel makriv oining. A koyin godel, even though he's an oining, even though one of his mishpachas died today, and they didn't bury him yet, still a koyin godel is allowed to do the avoida. Lav davka on Yom Kippur. Any day of the year, even though a kohen gadol is in my name, still is allowed to do the avoda. But the any oichel, but to eat the kachim, that is not allowed to. Rashi makrivoining the rachmona shayu dechsev liaviv uleimoy lo yitame or min amikdash lo yetsi for lo yichalom. We dash this by a kohen gadol that a kohen gadol, even though his mother or father died, he's not allowed to leave the base of mikdash and he's allowed to do the avoda. For the Ashina Meshchitas Kodshim, the Meis Ove V'Imoi, V'Yein Etzorach Lotes Mekdushosoi, Klal Lios Oymed O'Makriv, Ki Lo Echil L'Avodosoi L'Kach, that he's not Mechal as Avoida, he's allowed to do the Avoida, even though he's anointing. U'mino Yafin, if here we learn out, Ha'koyin Hedyit, Shlo Yotzechilu, Mashenk and Ha'koyin Hedyit, he's not allowed to do the Avoida. If his father, one of his Meshpacha dies, he has to leave the Beis HaMikdash, he can't do the Avoida. For him it's called, he's being Mechal the Avoida. But a kohen gadol is allowed to do the avoda, v'yeinu oichudo. Said Rashi, shloi hutra kan ela avoda. The kodeshim asurim liyoining. Mashenkin kodeshim is also to be eaten by a person that's anoining. Kal v'choyim mimaisa akal. Shom retoro leyachalti b'yoinu mimeni. The apostles by maisa sheni, you're not allowed to eat it when you're anoining. So it's the kal v'choyim mimadach maisa sheni, which doesn't have so much kedusha. Anoining can't eat it, avadach kodeshim. That has more kedusha to it, a kohen when he's an einan can't eat it. And who are then a kohen gadol also cannot eat the kachim. Right. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol hayoin. He says the whole day. We'll soon see what it means the whole day. For the Gemara, my kol hayoin. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean, writes us by a kohen gadol when he's an einan, the whole day he could do something. Izama Rabbi said, lenitzachelo lohaviyo mitoich beisoi. That's what it means. To bring him from his house. So drashi lohavi mitoich beisoi, mitzvahu. Sheyevihu lemikdash lavoid kol ayoyim delafachat tsaroi. Vachakam Rabbi Yehuda kol ayoyim yeyosik takrova. That if a kohen gadol, if one of his mishpacha died, even though he's not on the base of mikdash now, there's an inyan badavka to drag him, bring him to the base of mikdash, and badavka let him do the avodah the whole day today. Why? To take away his tsar. Like to take away his tsar, since he's allowed to do the avodah, Rabbi Yehuda said there's an inyan to go and bring him badavka to do the avodah. This is the havamina. That you're allowed to drag the kohen gadol to bring him from his house to the Beis HaMikdash to do the avoda, even though he's anointing. Omalei Abaye, for the Abaye, that can't be pshat. In Omalei Abaye, Hashtel Rabbi Yehuda. Afuki Mafkinalei Madok Rabbi Yehuda holds by a kohen hedyot. He holds a chomedik alocha that when a kohen hedyot becomes an oinein, we have to drag him, take him out of the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanya will learn like this: Ho yoi made o makriv agabi mizbeach. If a kohen hedyot was doing the avoda on top of the mizbeach, v'shoma shemeis lemeis, and he got a shmur. Now they told him that one of his kohen was meis, his father was meis, his mother was meis. Is meniach avodasa v'yotzei. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that even though he's in the middle of doing the avoida, he has to stop right there and go out. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer than Hilchos Einein, our co-partner by Kohen Hedyot. Rabbi Yossi says, no, yigmar. Even though true, a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to do the avoida, he can't start doing the avoida. But if he already started to do the avoida before when he wasn't an Einein, and now he became an Einein, he heard the news that one of the mishpacha was meis, in the middle of doing the avoda, Rabbi Yossi says he's allowed to finish doing the avoda. So what do you see? Negei to an einin by kohen hedyot, Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir than the rabbanim are. So it's not mustavar to say by kohen gadol should be just the opposite now. The yata matan, you want to tell me now that my sin lemetzeich beisei, that negei to a kohen gadol, Rabbi Yehuda is more mekel the din einin than the rabbanim. That the Rabbanan just say a kohen gadol is allowed to do the avoidim. In other words, if he's in the middle of doing the avoidim, he can continue doing the avoidim. But if he didn't start yet, it's master for the Rabbanan, he should not go to do the avoidim. So you can't tell me that Yehuda is saying that we should badafka take the kohen gadol to start to do the avodah. Hey, since we see by Kohen Hedyot, we have Yehuda is more mekel, is more machmir. It's not mistavra by the Kohen Gadol should be more mekel. Like his mistavra of Yehuda Shittur is negay to an einin by a Kohen to do the avodah. He's more machmir than the Rabbanan. So Mar says like this. Elo Amar Rava. Rava says this is what Yehuda meant to say. Elo Amar Rava. My kol ayoyim. What does it mean kol ayoyim? What does Yehuda mean to say?